numbers stacked against each other. Because you're probably not going to waste a whole lot of time focusing on evaluating the high bidder. You're probably going to start with the low bidder, provided he satisfies everything else you're looking for. Because again, it's not just about price, it's about lowest responsible bidder. Did they do all the things you've asked for? Now what's nice, this can be easily downloaded with a click of a button. There's actually a different report that has similar data that's static. But this is a dynamic work environment, so I can actually come in and exclude or include different combinations of line items, and it will recalculate across the board what that looks like equitably across all the bidders. Because it's not uncommon that a lot of times you'll have a base bid, a bunch of alternates, and then you're sitting there trying to figure out, well, hey, what's the biggest bang for our buck? And this allows us to slice and dice tabular data performing different calculations. I can also zoom in and see, hey, what are my per unit prices? That's always very important. I'm sure John has seen instances where sometimes you have a guy who's a low total price, but is not necessarily low on individual units in some areas. And if that's the case, you have to be very careful, because what if there's a change order and you have a high unit cost? Then you could be looking at, you know, some potentially big change orders. And this helps you dive through that. So you can dissect your data in a bunch of different ways. Other questions around the tabulation?
About the bid, I have a question. Like on the first page, in the advertisement page, we are saying that proposals will be received electronically. And then on the third page, I see sealed bids can be delivered to Milford Township, 560 Route 6 and 209. So that we should have noticed that, right?
Correct. And so one of the things I will point out, we did do document modifications and send them back to you.
Yeah.
So we did revise those versions. I don't know what was uploaded in the system.
The first page says, I mean the advertisement page, which is I-01, says that was corrected. Proposals will be received electronically via PenBid. But on the third page, which is, it says that part was not changed, I guess. Submission of bids, sealed bids shall be clearly marked and delivered to Milford Township, 560 Route 6 and 209. So the first page and third page don't match.
Okay, so what, let me, is it on the paving project?
It's a two days project, the salt project.
On the salt project, okay.
Sorry,
that's already
yep.
Done.
That's done.
So that one was done. So I know I can go back and look. I'm pretty sure our team reached out, because we do look over documents and we notify those discrepancies. We reach out to say, hey, we noticed this. And as I think we experienced recently, when you provide us the original documents, like Word documents, our team's happy to go through and make all of the appropriate revisions and send them back to you with track changes so that it does uniformly reflect the electronic bidding process. So if we're looking back on the salt bid that happened already, yeah, there probably were some discrepancies there. I know our team had reached out a couple of times pointing out a couple of that, and I don't know if we know where the breakdown in communication was. I can look into that then.
Thank you.
Bob, do you have any questions?
No. Thank you, Freddie. I think that we have heard enough for this evening, and we appreciate your time very much.
Oh, no problem. Any questions, comments, etc.?
No, I probably will have some questions for you, and I'll follow up.
By all means, you'll notice our phone number is in the top page of every screen. I think you have my contact info directly.
Yes, I do.
Anything, questions, just feel free to reach out. We're happy to help.
Okay? Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Call me in the Milford Township Supervisor to order. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of minutes from the last meeting of July 6th.
Second.
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
Sure, thank you. Since the last meeting, I received $12,679.16 from real estate transfer tax, $5,149.55 from the Pike County Tax Claim Bureau, $200 from zoning, $800 from sewage, $14,697.60 from real estate taxes, and $2,449.60 from ambulance tax. I got the real estate tax and ambulance tax a little ago, so those are not deposited yet, and it doesn't reflect in the bank account. So as of today, there's in the Wayne Bank account, there's $11,983.74 in the payroll account, $9,964.54 in the investment account, and $30,821.87 in the ambulance account. In the NBT Bank, there is $34,585.94 in the checking account, and $16,558.03 in the money market account. In the Pliggett Bank, we have $351,457.18 in the general account, and $74,082.54 in liquid pools account. So we have enough in the checking account. I don't think we need that transfer.
I don't think so either.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, under the Roadmaster's report, we have bids for our winter salt. We received two bids through PennBid. They were the only two we got. We got one bid from Humana Products only on the treated bulk rock salt, not on the controlled salt. I mean, not on the regular salt. The one on the treated rock salt is $38,000. And the regular salt, no bid at all. We got a second bid for Morton Salt, the treated bulk rock salt at $24,742 for 200 ton, and the bulk ice control material for 250 ton of $25,927.50. At this time, I would like to hold off on awarding this bid until we can check and make sure that Morton Salt, their bulk ice control material, is approved by PennDOT in case we have to pay for it through our state money.
Motion to table.
You have a second on that? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So we'll table to the next meeting.
Do you want me to reach out to them?
Yes.
I mean, I checked. I believe they are.
I think they are too, but I just want to.
I believe they are, but let's get it in writing.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you need anything from me besides?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Morton Salt. At Oakland Park, Kansas.
Who's that?
Out of Oakland Park, Kansas.
Well, they're from all over.
Yeah, I know.
But they do have. They have locations in
Pennsylvania. Also under my report, I don't know what's going on, but in the last 2 weeks we've had five big trees come down on three different roads. That's even without bad weather, we're getting some trees down. We had one come down on the old back road last week that wiped out the power for the entire borough for an hour, hour and a half. It took several poles with it and just uprooted. And they're way off the road. And another one right at the end of the road come down. Kevin called me about one not too long ago. It's just crazy how these big trees are coming out. And some of them are, I grant you, a couple of them were dead. But three of them were alive. And they just uprooted without even the wind. So they're keeping us busy with keeping trees. We're working on catch basins. We're working on some pipes. We cleaned a bunch of pipes up on the fire tower. So, making sure they're all open. Okay. Zoning.
Since the last meeting, only one well permit was issued, and that's all.
Public participation. Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. PennDOT received a highway occupancy permit application and completed its review. The application was returned to the applicant for revisions and resubmission.
Where is it?
AutoZone.
AutoZone.
The Upper Delaware Watershed Project Manager requested a meeting to discuss fish habitat enhancement projects. Commissioner Caceres has been holding town hall meetings for constituents throughout the county, and they are wondering if a town hall meeting in Milford Township in the middle of August could be scheduled. The Department of Labor and Industry advised that the Pennsylvania Prevailing Wage Act requires all workers on public works projects to be paid with the prevailing minimum wage as determined by the Bureau. Pike County Conservation District provided information regarding the dirt, gravel, and low-volume road maintenance program policy updates, as well as Chapter 102 inspection reports for a property and the State Route 84, Section 494 reconstruction project. Pike County informed that the America 250 community time capsule will be sealed on December 31, 2026, and reopened 50 years later during America's 300th anniversary celebration on July 4, 2076. The Pike County Conservation District annual banquet will be held at Great Hours National Historic Site on Friday, September 18, from 11 to 3 p.m. Tickets are $25 per person. And a request was received for a contribution to the Pike County Public Library's 125th anniversary. And that's all.
Did Pike County give any criteria for submissions to their time capsule?
Not that I saw.
So was there any details in there?
They just notifying us that they have it, but they aren't asking the town.
Is there any details with that?
No.
What are we putting in the time capsule?
Well, that's what I say.
I know.
There's no...
What the hell?
We have time, like it will close on December 31, so they will probably inform us.
Zoning fees. Bob, you got anything new on the zoning fees?
No.
They did.
I'm not going to finish them. Somebody else again.
They did give us a list of what they wanted in the time capsule.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It says, we invite contributions from families and individual residents, municipal governments, churches and faith organizations, nonprofits, civic and service groups, schools, suggested submissions, businesses and employers, suggested submissions, family photographs, community event photographs, letters to future generations, school projects and essays, church histories and photographs, organization histories, newspaper clippings and programs, America 250 memorabilia and event materials. And for municipal participation, they'd like photographs of the current elected officials and governing body, a brief community profile, population and community highlights, message to residents of 2076, vision for the municipality 50 years from now. And then they have suggestions for schools, students, and for residents, they'd like you to say what you love most about Pike County, what should never change, what should improve, what do you hope Pike County looks like in 2076, and if you could leave only one message for the people of 2076, what would it be? And photographs must include the names of those pictured. They must have everything by November 30.
Thank you.
Thank you. Where are we at with the zoning fees?
I thought there were a couple of things that we talked about at the last meeting changing, and I thought we were in agreement on what we were doing. We just needed the paper to have them changed. But
right.
But I'm not doing anything anymore because I get micromanaged.
You have to be in control of everything. You have control. You can finish the Act 537 plan too, because you sat here and told the public that I didn't save this township any money by what I did. I'm tired of doing stuff. And I don't need this. I don't need the plan for the data centers. As far as I'm concerned, you held it up.
I haven't spoken to Richard last week.
So, data centers. I did send over some changes.
Yes, sir.
Which were largely things that we talked about at the last meeting, that they were for consideration, not this is my way and we're going to do it my way, but for the board to talk about. I brought my computer so that we could make suggested edits to it and still have it finished. I incorporated the county's suggestions to the extent that I could. One of the county's suggestions, however, appears to be changing the having the preamble for the zoning map to be adopted, which doesn't seem like it was submitted with, though the map was submitted,
right.
The ordinance that adopts the map was not submitted with it. And they're saying they need to review that. I asked Tony if he would be able to do that via email, because I hadn't seen it come through, but Tony was unable to be present tonight. He was ill. And so he's not here. So that's something that perhaps we might be able to get finished with Nancy in his absence.
Maybe.
She's not able to be, she said wherever she was, she might not have any reception to be able to join the meeting.
Oh, I thought she waited and then she left. Because
oh, she was there.
No, I didn't
she wasn't
see her.
There.
Oh, okay.
But I hope she didn't.
There's nobody
wait.
On now, right?
No, she wasn't on.
Yeah, I saw her email. She said that she would be not in a position to.
Yeah, she said she would try, and she
yeah.
wasn't sure she'd be able to get on. Right.
Well, preparing the overlay zone was all decided on, and that should not be an issue at all. Am I right?
Yeah.
I don't. Does the county want us to do the official township map all over again?
This sort of is the official township map. Because
yes.
It's John did it right over top of the map,
right,
which is what
exactly.
would be required for an overlay.
Right.
But what wasn't there, at least the way I interpreted their letter, was the missing piece is the ordinance part that adopts that map. An amended zoning map to include the overlay. That's the only thing I can think of that he's describing there, because he got the map. And Shahana sent us the email where she sent the map with the document. So that appears to me to be the only piece that could be missing. A call to Mike would probably clear that up. And that should be pretty simple for, you know, for you or Nancy or Tony to do it. But Tony, I know, is about to leave for vacation for 2 weeks, so.
I mean, I can call Mike. I did not get the county's comments. I know they're floating around. Do you have an extra copy, Shana?
Yes.
That's all right. I read
here.
All
here.
That.
No, here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure.
I can call Mike tomorrow.
What I sent had a few changes, and
I didn't print them out. I had sent them.
And they were all redlined,
yes.
And it was clearly marked what
yep.
was different, most of which was what we talked about at the last meeting, removing letter of credit as an option because it's not likely to actually.
It's no big deal, none of it.
So you were fine with the changes that I suggested?
100% fine with the changes. something that needs to go back to planning.
Yeah, well, the plan, our planning commission had said they didn't want it back.
Right.
Right, that was the way it was sent up.
But
that if we had changes from the county, you didn't want it to come back to you. You wanted us to finalize it and get it advertised and get it going, right? I think there's probably enough there to require the county to look again. What do you think, John?
I don't think so.
Well, I think at the worst, what we could do, we know Tony's not going to be here at the next meeting. We couldn't hold a hearing then anyway. We could advertise a hearing as long as it's beyond probably 37 days from now. So that there's enough time for the county to have that revised version for 30 days. But the only problem is we need that missing piece of adopting the amended map. Or they're going to come back with the same comment that they can't comment on the ordinance adopting the map because they don't have it. We should have the one from when we adopted the amended zoning map last year, or less earlier this year when it finally got wrapped up. And it should be really simple to take that and amend it to, be referring to this new overlay map. It's just a matter of putting our hands on that and making sure. Can you make sure that John gets the ordinance part of adopting the zoning map that we have currently in place?
Yeah, the ordinance, right. I'll look for that ordinance, yes.
Hello, everyone. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I just tuned in. I heard about the map, so John Fuller should have the map that's needed.
The map was not the county's comment directly. It appeared to be that they needed the ordinance adopting the map to be submitted to them for comment.
Okay, I was thinking that they didn't receive the map. Okay.
No, they very clearly got the map. Shahana sent us the exact email of what she sent them, and it clearly included the map. Although, oddly, it had your personal check to the township over on the side of it. But regardless, they definitely got the map. The letter references the ordinance adopting the map that they're stating they were missing. Other than that, they suggested that we add several additional studies that we should request. I put that language in the supervisors when considering the increase of percentage of the lot from 25% up to 65%, would consider those studies and would consider the community benefits and would consider, you know, the things that we talked about at the last meeting. So that those were the changes that were being suggested. So.
From what I recall, I believe. Okay, so the county was asking for an environmental impact assessment, environmental compute and community impact assessment, a historic resource study, and traffic impact study. So first, your ordinance already requires a traffic impact study, as far as I recall. It might be in your saldo. It might be in the zoning. So I believe that's already required of any application. And so a data center would also have to provide that study. As far as environmental and community impact analysis, and a historic and cultural resource analysis, those studies are often required. So what I had been planning to do was add another section to your ordinance that would be entitled impact assessment and would require environmental impact assessment. And if the township wants to require historic resource impact analysis, you could require that too, and that would be required of any application, not just a data center application. In terms of the historic resource impact study, my question is, does the township have a list of historic resources that have been inventoried and identified? Because usually the township would have a list of historic resources that are first a list of inventory of those resources that would be identified and mapped. Do you have that?
No.
Wouldn't that also reference things like artifacts in the ground, studies for whether there are Indian artifacts and things of that nature that you usually, I've not seen a list that I have, but does SHPO have a list, John, that they typically?
Generally, SHPO has like overlay zones where there are potential impacts. And you'd have to submit and get a response to determine whether that's required or not.
Just similarly to the PINDI, where you send it in and a responding agency tells you might have bog turtles, you might have rattlesnakes. This is what you'd have to do for the bats.
And usually, I mean, a lot of the, like, even like your NPS permits, you have to do that anyway. Like, that will often become that's one of the check the box items. So if you have an impact, you're supposed to do that. I mean, that's normally what happens. I think that we could just put language in the ordinance stating that.
Nancy, did you look at, did you see the revisions that I sent? I know I only sent them yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet. I saw your email, but I was not able to download the document yet because I am not able to get internet service, although I will have it in a couple of days. I will look at it as soon as I can.
I don't think that it is
my question
problematic.
Is, if we're talking about this being applied to all situations, are we going to put it here and then put it in 407 as well? Or should this just be in 407 and be done?
You just be in 407.
I think like these are actually in 407.
That's what I'm getting. We're starting to do double duty on ourselves here, aren't we?
Yeah, I think I didn't put it in as an additional.
Shouldn't we just proceed with 407 the way we have it? And so
it could go into 407, or it could go into a separate.
But isn't this already part of 407?
To a large extent, those items are already in 407.
Yeah.
So what I did.
407, the water supply is in the water supply study is in 407. An environmental and community impact assessment can be quite extensive. It depends on how extensive the township would want it to be. Often they are in, there can be a separate section of your ordinance called impact studies or impact assessments, where you list all of the requirements for those studies that need to be submitted. And so, and you can say that those studies are required of, it wouldn't have to apply to every single subdivision or land development application that you get. You could put like a threshold. So similar to what we did with the water studies, where it was, I think we used 2,000 gallons per day.
What I changed, Nancy, was in 427.3E, where that's where it talks about increasing the lot coverage from 25% to 65%. I put in determining whether or how much to increase the lot coverage, the supervisor shall consider the health, safety, and welfare of the public, including quality of life, requests for increased buffers from sensitive receptors,